It's a Friday, and that means it's time once again for me to tell you about the latest cool patron-exclusive episode of Retronauts, available only to our beloved subscribers. This week, Ray Barnholt and Brandon Sheffield join me to revisit the topic of Taito's history. A dozen episodes ago, we discussed the very early history of this arcade powerhouse, leading up to Space Invaders and the oddball efforts that followed. This time we hit the salad days, with games like Arkanoid, Bubble Bobble, Time Gal, The Ninja Warriors, Darius, and more. It's a non-stop parade of instant classics, and you can hear all about it by heading over to patreon.com/retronauts and signing up for Retronauts at the $5 a month level or higher. Your subscription doesn't just get you this episode, though. You'll immediately gain access to years' worth of exclusives, including bi-weekly episodes, weekly mini-shows, and columns by Diamond Fight, Discord access, and a chaste but thankful hug beamed to you across the astral plane. Who wouldn't want that in these difficult times? So hit up patreon.com/retronauts and sign up so you can listen to more of this great conversation than the segment included here. A couple of other games that showed up for Taito in arcades in 1985 were not actually made by Taito. And one of the things that they were doing around this time was really picking up kind of on the idea of becoming an arcade distributor as opposed to just creating games for arcade. So there are two shooters in 1985, Gyrodyne and Tiger Heli, that both, one was created by a company called Crux that I'm not familiar with, Gyrodyne, and Tiger Heli was developed by Toaplan. And I think that's a pretty well-known game in the West because of the NES port. But both of these are helicopter-based shooters, two in 1 year, strangely enough. And Gyrodyne plays more like Zevius, where the, you know, kind of the forward shooting and also the bombs, whereas Tiger Heli is more of a what do you want to call that? Just like vertical scrolling with some power-ups.
It's like a Raiden prototype in a way.
Yeah.
It's weird that there were so many. It's weird, actually. It's actually weirder that Raiden became so popular, because when you look at the history, that came out in 1990, and there's so many games that have like a really similar vibe in terms of how like power-ups and the shooting, like the visuals of the shots and everything, how that all works. So Tiger Heli feels like a Raiden prototype to me, even though they're not related. Gyrodyne is weird because it's got that that almost aiming, the pseudo aiming of when you move right, the shots swing right, and when you move left, the shots swing left, which is a like Zero Gunner would do that later, and other helicopter shooters would get more into the like swing shot thing, which is fun, but like, I don't know, put some music in Gyrodyne. God damn it.
Yeah. Yeah, Gyrodyne looks and feels a lot like Zevius, and I feel like they just were intending to make it for Famicom later, just because it is not quite as detailed as Tiger Heli might be.
That's a pretty good theory, actually.
Yeah.
Well, it's also, you know, the different developers, of course, but also just 1985, I feel like, was a real transitionary year. You were going away from the, I don't know, the transistor games. I mean, always already mostly left that behind, but like, it feels like there was a step from the past into the future in 85, and like 86 is sort of a leap ahead for Taito, but 85, they were kind of figuring out what they were doing. So in that sense, it kind of makes sense for me to have Gyrodyne and Tiger Heli in the same sphere, like, trying different things, and Gyrodyne's a little more like the past, but with an interesting input, and Tiger Heli's a little closer to the future visually anyway.
Yeah, I definitely feel like that was something you saw just in arcades in general. 83, 84 still kind of felt in some ways like a holdover of that earlier arcade era, where everything was a little simpler. You had a lot of flat colored backgrounds. And then 85, people really started to push the limits. And, you know, I think Sega pushed the limits the most with Hang On. That was just kind of mind-blowing if you look at it in the context of everything else. But also you have companies like Capcom who are putting out Ghosts and Goblins, which just feel more detailed and complex than things that had come before. So yeah, I agree. This is very much a transitional year. And if you look at Taito's own shooter offering, their own internally developed shooter offering for this year, it's Return of the Invaders, which is just like it feels yeah, you know, like you have Space Invaders and then you have Namco saying, oh, we like that, let's do it better with Galaxian and then Galaga. And then you have Taito in 1985 saying, yes, those are some good games. So Return of the Invaders is very Galaga-like, kind of like maybe visually more along the lines of Gapless, but it still feels very much like they were borrowing back, kind of like when you have Indiana Jones games that borrow from Tomb Raider or something. It just kind of feels like, well, you know, it's a little derivative, but I guess it's a fair cop.
Yeah.
But this definitely feels like an older style game than Tiger Heli does.
Definitely. And it winds up, I don't know, feeling extra dated because of the graphical style, which I think was meant to move things forward. But there's a certain quality to it that makes it feel old. And then the borrowing makes it feel even older. Even though it feels less modern than Space Invaders games that came before it almost somehow. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's strange.